Peter, let's talk about first, if we can, the barcodes, wireless tags that seem to be going all around the world. Of course, many people believe that it's going to increase product efficiency. Other people say it's an invasion of privacy. What's your take?
Well, I think it comes at several levels. One, there's a question of individual choice, but let me just give you a sort of UK and European perspective. If I go now and buy a suit of clothing from one well-known manufacturer in the UK, it's all RF tagged, it's all RFID'd. A lot of the shoes are RFID'd. If I go to our biggest supermarket, all of the razor blades, razors, CDs, DVDs, all of those things that can be easily stolen from the supermarket are all RFID'd for security, but also they're RFID'd because they communicate with the shelf system, so that you make sure that the shelf is always fully stocked. Other companies are working down at a pallet level where there is an RFID on the pallet of goods. On manufacturing lines, people are using RFID as opposed to having what we used to call in the old days travelers. If you were making a piece of equipment, there would be a traveler. This would be a folder full of paper that detailed where all the components came from, who had assembled it, etc. All of that's gone. It's all an RFID tag. Then you come down to the individual and the passport and the ID card. Peculiarly enough, there has been tremendous resistance in the UK to having any national ID card whatsoever.
Right.
This is a throwback to World War II and World War I. It's happening by default because you have to have a driving license. If you're going to travel outside the UK, you have to have a passport. And if you're going to be employed, not only have you got to have a national insurance number, you've got to have a card as well. So by default, it's coming. Also, if you want medical treatment, you also have to have a record and a card. So my take on this is, if I could volunteer to have a chip implanted in my body that would be immediately my passport, my driving license, my entire medical record, my national insurance and employment record, my tax records, and everything else that's vital about me, I would have one without a second thought.
You would?
Absolutely, I would. I do not want to wait in line anymore in a European or an American airport for more time than I am actually flying in the air.
Well, and that's exactly why so many people, for good or for bad, Peter, will get it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It will be convenience, which will be the reason they do it.
And, you're heading towards a world where, you know, unfortunately, if you like, all those ladies on the checkout tills at the supermarket are going to go, because you'll be able to chuck all your goods into the basket, walk straight out. The basket will be reckoned up. The money will be taken out of your bank account all in one fell swoop.
One shot. It'll just go
one shot.
Get them all.
Yep. So I'm quite happy about it. And also, from the point of view of the insurance of my goods, the safety of my family, I'm very happy to do it. Now, where I personally draw the line is where it becomes enforced. If somebody said to me, you have got to have this, then I don't like it. Whilst it's voluntary...
But aren't they, in an essence, Peter, doing that by making life so inconvenient for you if you don't do it?
It can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're absolutely right. But that is, if you wish, no worse than going back 300 years before photography and then people having to have a photograph on their driving license. It's a sort of incrementalism takes you along that line.